Welcome to Your Classicals Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black. From APM, I'm Tess for Wanda Magnew. Did you know Handel and Jimi Hendrix were neighbors? They were separated by a couple of centuries, but it's true. Hendrix lived right next door to the flat where Handel once lived in London's Mayfair neighborhood. While Handel solidified conventions in the Baroque era, Hendrix codified new conventions in the rock era. Hendrix moved to England because he had played all over the United States, and his career was just barely taking off. Add to that the insidious racial tensions in the United States. Moving to London was an easy choice. The day after he landed, he played a gig at the Scotch of St. James, a blues club at the end of an alley in London's Mason Yard, where English bands played American blues, and Hendrix showed them how it was done. Hendrix exploded onto the British music scene, and his take on the blues was part of the cross-pollination of the British invasion. His look was as iconic as his sound, a white Stratocaster turned upside down and restrung to play left-handed. Jimmy taught himself to play guitar by picking out notes while listening to records from a crate he found in his father's closet. And it's significant that Hendrix got a flat next to where Handel lived. His partner, Kathy Etchingham, told a story about how Jimmy bought several records of Handel's music and played along with them on the sofa. This man who figuratively set London's club scene ablaze and literally set his guitar ablaze while performing at Woodstock had a burning desire to study classical music. In a compilation of interviews released in 2013 called Starting at Zero, His Own Story, Jimmy admitted, "I'm tired of trying to write stuff down and finding I can't. I'd like to take a 6-month break and go to a school of music. I want to learn to read music." Now, you can find all sorts of ensembles playing their own arrangements of compositions by Hendrix. Nigel Kennedy's scorching cover of Purple Haze is probably the most famous. But can you imagine what music he would have come up with had this brother had a chance to fulfill that dream of studying music? Jimmy said he wanted a big band full of competent musicians that he could conduct and write for. A band that could help form his vision of a new outlet for his music. His alchemy would have blended traditions of classical and blues, of jazz and electric rock, and the little gems in his father's crate of music. He said, "I want to be part of a big, new musical expansion." This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM, with thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Jess Bird, and assistance from Julia Mocker, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesla.